The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, I'm Alex. I am the Push Renewal brand manager here at Team Johnson, and I'm going to read to you a review by Jay Walsh for ND, titled Fabulous, Actionable, and Uplifting. She says, I love this podcast. Shalene and Brock are wonderful and hit on a wide range of things, making it relevant to those who have thriving businesses they want to grow, to those who want to start one, both full and part-time. Great content and variety of links, mostly short, making them a great use of any time you have.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
So what is it people want from you? And I'm going to give you a moment to think about that for a second. What is it your followers, your potential customers, what do they want from you? The people who are already paying attention to you, let's say, in social media. What is it they're hoping to get from you? Why is it they follow you? What is it that makes them tune into your Facebook page or your podcast, your Instagram? What are they hoping to get from you? What are they not getting from you? What are they getting, but they want more of it? What do they want more of only because they don't know that you have something else to offer? These are important questions, but they're not the types of question that you should be answering. As a matter of fact, it's your followers who need to be answering this question. It's the biggest mistake that most of us are making is that we're assuming we know. We're assuming we know best what it is our followers want from us, that we know why it is they're following us, that we know better than anyone what it is they need. But see, as I've said many times before, and it's often a reminder even to myself, we think, well, maybe we even know what it is they need, but what they need and what they want are often two different things. And if our potential customers who are only followers at the moment, if we're giving them something that they don't necessarily want, they aren't opting in. They're not converting from followers to email subscribers. And ultimately, that should be your objective. Your objective is to serve people regularly and to listen to them and to hear their requests and to hear their struggles and to understand what pieces of you, what information they want to receive from you, like what it is you help them with, and then to give them that, which is often very different than what you know they need. So, for example, on this podcast, I regularly talk to you about social media. My co-host, Brock, who, by the way, is likely to be a little MIA for the next couple of months. You're going to get the occasional episode from him, but it is football season, and he is a very disciplined entrepreneur. He focuses very exclusively on football during football season. So if he happens to be home for a bye weekend, we'll get a bunch of batch episodes recorded. But just know he and I are chatting all the time. In fact, I talked to him tonight about Instagram and talked to him about this very subject. The idea that so many of us were sending out to our followers, hey, I've got this thing that you might want to opt in for. Hey, I've created this course, this ebook, et cetera, et cetera. And then we're so disappointed when people on social media aren't opting in. If we're offering something for free and people aren't taking it, it means they don't need it. Even if we believe they do, if they're not opting in, they don't need it. They're following you. They like you. It must just not be the right offer. And yes, even something that's free is considered an offer. And the biggest mistake that we make is not listening to our followers and understanding what it is and why it is they're struggling and how we can help solve that problem. I know that the person who's following me, who's trying to build a business, who's trying to grow their network marketing organization or figure out how to kill it with their Shopify store or their Etsy or whatever it is, maybe they're trying to blow up their business at a physical location. They offer an in-person service and they listen to Build Your Tribe or they follow me on social media for those tips. I personally know that what they really need to do is get their business basics in place. I know that they need to start focusing on better freemiums. I know what they need because I've been on the other side of it. I know the struggle. I know what I thought I needed. And I know that once I really understood the order in which you're supposed to build a business, I became very passionate about helping others not waste time. Nonetheless, most of my followers aren't there yet. And what they believe is a solution, if I can't give them, listen closely, if I can't give the people who are following me the thing that they want, and instead I'm trying to force down their throat the thing that I know that they need, they'll leave and they'll go get what they want from someone else. And it requires me listening and polling and regularly surveying and having conversations with the people who follow me to understand their language, the words that they use, the way they describe themselves, and what they believe the solution is. And how do I do this? I do this by creating polls. So I will say, what is your greatest struggle? And I might have like two different options. Or I might do a question box either on Instagram and or Facebook and say, let me know what is the greatest thing that you're struggling with. And then I'll read through their questions and I'll see, oh, so it's really between these two things. Like I've got this whole group of people who they're trying to take their followers and convert them into customers. That was like one answer that people gave me. And the other one was they're just trying to grow their social media. So now that I've narrowed it down to these two top answers, then I'll come back and I'll do another poll and say, which of these two is the greatest obstacle for you and your business right now? And I will ask them, which is it for you? Do you think it's growing your social media or do you think it's converting your followers into customers? Now, I know what the answer is because of my knowledge, but it doesn't matter what I think. I need to know what they want. And what they want is what they think they need, not what I think they need. And by listening to them, I can create better converting freemiums. While we're speaking about freemiums, I think it might be cool for you to actually to download one of ours so you can see, number one, what it is I'm talking about. Number two, our process, our marketing process. So when you opt in, you will be able to download a questionnaire that helps you to figure out what your thing is. This will, I'm telling you, even if you're just doing it to look at how our marketing works and how it is we follow up with our email sequences, etc. I mean, go ahead and do it. I mean, swipe my email copy. I am happy to share my answers. But I also think if you download this and actually go through the questionnaire, you're going to find it incredibly useful. I have watched so many people who've downloaded this tool create Instagram stories about how dope it was. It literally helps you to reignite your fire, your passion, and get very clear about what it is you're best at serving people with. Like, what is your thing? So to download your questionnaire, go to shalene.com/my thing. And if nothing else, you're going to see an example of a great freemium, a freemium that's really converting well for us. You'll see how we'll follow up with you. You know, you'll give us your email address and you'll see we're going to do follow-up emails after that, like just to understand the process. Hello, that's why you're listening to Build Your Tribe. So go ahead and do that. Again, shalene.com/my thing. For this last open registration that we did for the Marketing Impact Academy. I'm not sure when you're listening to this, but at the time that I'm recording it, we are full to capacity. That's super exciting. We had our best launch since our opening of the Marketing Impact Academy back in 2014, which is crazy. And in 2014, I mean, I had huge affiliates for the launch of that program. Brendan Burchard, Jeff Walker, Brian Tracy. Gosh, I mean, so many names that like today I can't even believe they were affiliates for my program. And it was a huge, huge multi-7-figure launch for the very first time we opened up Marketing Impact Academy. But this is the second most successful launch of MIA. And I do believe that is because we had freemiums that were crushing it. And they were crushing it, meaning we built up our email list by almost 30,000 over the course of just a little less than a month. And with really high quality leads, people who want to be entrepreneurs. And the reason why I think our freemiums converted so well and therefore translated into a higher conversion rate in the form of new Marketing Impact Academy students is because I was listening. I was in my DMs talking to people, polling them, using their language to write our email copy, and then developing freemiums that really worked, that people really needed. Because if you're giving people something for free and they don't feel like they need it, they're never going to download it and therefore use it. So that's my tip for you today. That's my quick tip, is get in your DMs, ask more questions, figure out if what you're offering them is actually what they want. Here's a simple way to do this. Here's your actionable step for today. Go to your IG stories and say, I would love to hear from you. Why is it that you follow me? If I could spend a week with you or even a day with you and help you with something, what topic would that be? Where do you struggle that you see that I could help you? And you sometimes have to ask leading questions. So for example, when I ask my audience, because I know a great many of them are following me just for health, fitness, and nutrition, I have to preface it by saying, if I could help you with any subject related to business, right? So I preface it by saying, in this particular area. And sometimes you have to do that, especially if your brand is in flux. For example, let's pretend that you are a chiropractor who in the last several years has transitioned into a branding expert. And those are the individuals you feel most comfortable serving. That's the direction that you're headed in. Well, then you want to stay in that direction. And you sometimes have to remind your following that that's who you're there to serve. And that doesn't mean that you can't offer chiropractic tips or content related to chiropractic care, right? Because maybe a lot of your followers initially found you from that, but now they're getting branding help from you because they just like you and trust you. See, that's how this stuff works. Like people, once they know you and trust you and like you, then as you evolve, and as you grow and as you have more to offer, those people now, they don't have to go find a new expert. They already have a relationship with you. But as it pertains to the way you ask your questions, the way you poll your audience, you might have to give them those parameters and say, as it relates to branding or as it relates to business, how is it I might best be able to serve you? What challenges are you dealing with today that I might be able to help you with? Ask those questions. And then be open-minded enough to realize they are giving you gold. If they're sharing their opinions with you, why they struggle, and how they think you can help them, take them up on it. Create something that blows them away, something that you should be able to charge for, and give it away for free in the form of a freemium, an opt-in, a lead magnet, an ethical bribe, whatever it is you want to refer to it. Just remember this, if people don't use it, if people don't download it, it's kind of pointless, even if it does build your email list, right? You got to have proof. People need evidence that you and what it is you offer actually works. All right, guys, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done for now. And thanks, as always, for subscribing to the show. Thanks for leaving me your reviews. And I love it when you read them. That's like the coolest thing ever. But it really does help the show. And I appreciate that. Like, that's something, honestly, I don't know what it's in it for you, except for maybe some good karma and some free stuff. Because once a month, we give away lifetime access to the Marketing Impact Academy. And yes, you can write more than one review. You can write a review for every show that you listen to if you want. That would be super dope. I'd really love you for that. Remember, we will read your review on the air. We will let you know that you were the winner, and you will need to contact us. I love you guys. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you Thursday.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, But you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.